Hello and welcome to the Naked Keto Wife. Happily married, sexy as ever, and living a keto lifestyle. My name is Tammy, I'm your host, and today you're listening to Naked Six, Week 2. Hey everyone, jumping on to podcast as promised. It's been a week since I first started last Sunday on a six-week keto-focused kind of intense challenge, I guess, if you will. And last Sunday, I podcasted for week one to let you know that I was going to be focusing on chronometer or tracking of my macronutrients and tracking my food. And throughout the week, if you've been listening at all, I have also put out some tips and tricks on things and some trials that I experienced and those sorts of things. And so if you go back, you can listen to a couple of recipes that I posted, and then specifically one about alcohol and how it impacted my body this week. And then today I'm here to recap. So in recapping, I did really well. I'm very happy to report that just being very real with you, out of the 7 days, only one did I not track, which was yesterday. And the day got away with me. And we had a party to go to, and I did really well at the party. I stayed keto at the party. It was awesome because they had salad and meat, and so I had that instead of what they were doing with pita bread and whatever. So that was good. I did really well, but it was the one and only day that I actually didn't do a good job tracking. And so I just wanted to put that out there that I had five really good, really solid days of tracking. This week, I want to continue that focus. I learned a few things. Again, I talked about alcohol and how quickly I became inebriated and I wasn't remembering or expecting that. And so I had done a whole episode on that. So go back and listen to Naked Alcohol. But that was one other area where there needs to be improvement. But I really overall, I felt like it was a good week and I've jumped back in. The good news is I did lose 5 pounds, which is awesome. I lost 7 pounds. But I had weighed myself at a time that maybe I shouldn't have. And so I actually reweighed myself and it was 7, but I had actually input 5, but regardless, 5 to 7 pounds. And you know, for me, that's fine. Like there will be a day that I'm 7 pounds lost and a day that I have 5 pounds lost. And then the next like 2 days later, it's 8 or 9 pounds lost. And so I'm very accustomed to seeing the flux up and down anyway. But the point is that I'm losing. I'm not gaining and I'm not staying the same. I do feel like I've lost some water weight for sure. I can feel it, which also impacted that night when I had alcohol. But the water weight that I've lost, I could feel it. Like I can already feel, first of all, I just feel better overall. I don't feel the guilt, which, you know, I'm a believer. So here's the thing. I feel like guilt is from the pit of hell. There's conviction and there's guilt. And I was feeling guilt for eating really terribly and not doing keto over the last 5 months well at all. And so that was guilt. Not conviction, because I was feeling bad about myself, right? Whereas conviction is just something that wants to bring about change, but I can see it positively, and that's not where I was. Over the last 5 months, there was a lot of weirdness around that, a lot of guilt. And this week, I just feel better. I mean, I feel like my brain is a little bit clearer, my thinking anyway. I feel like my thinking is a bit clearer. I do feel more energy. I want to say that is, if you've listened to some of my older podcasts, you'll know that I have iron deficient anemia. And so I do feel like I have more energy this week, but then I've also caught myself feeling really, really tired. But I do feel like that was more iron related. So, but that being said, like I've lost some water weight. I can feel it in my face. I can just feel already Legitimately, like my pants aren't feeling as tight, and that's just in 1 week. But it's because that water weight was just impacting my body so much, and so I really feel good. I was excited about ending week one the way that I did. Going into week two, I am thinking about a trip to Panama that I'm very excited about in about 8 weeks, and I'm thinking about how great I'm going to feel. I am reading a book called Switch On Your Brain. It is by Caroline Leaf. If you've never heard of her, go check it out. She is phenomenal. But I'm reading a book right now called Switch On Your Brain, and there's a lot about the positive thinking and how neurotransmitters are impacted and all of that. And so I'm going to this week, I'm going to continue my focus on tracking everything that I put in my mouth. And I am going to start affirmations. I'm going to focus this week on affirmations. I want to encourage myself. I want to remember my why. So I'm coming up with an affirmation that I don't necessarily think I need to keep it secret, but it's something that I am working on in kind of a private manner of what changes do I want to see? What is my why? Behind why I'm doing this 6 weeks, what's my why behind how I want my body to feel and all of that. And so I don't have the actual written affirmation to read to you right now, but that's not the point, right? You don't need my affirmation. You need to figure out your own. So in this book, it just is, it's phenomenal, really. I mean, I'm putting a plug in for her, is go check out Switch On Your Brain. By Dr. Caroline Leaf. It is life-changing and I'm really excited, but it's about the key to peak happiness, thinking and health, and it is changing my life, which I'm very excited about. In my personal life for sure, in my marriage and in my health. And so it's something that I really want to take seriously as I've been going along reading that book. I want to put it into action, and that's the big thing, right? Is that you can learn something great, but if you don't put it into action, then you're not going to find the success in it. You're just not. Something that I have, I guess, verbalized or preached about often is a quote by a couple, One Extraordinary Marriage. Plug for them too. Go check out oneextraordinarymarriage.com. They have a free podcast. A quote that they had said at one time was, hope without action is a wish and a want. Hope with action is a force. And what I'm learning from Caroline Leaf's book is actually about hope. Hope changes. When you take action on it, hope can literally change the matter of the brain. So literally, mind over matter. And I want to combine both of those concepts that I've learned and really, again, put it into action this week. So every morning, every afternoon, and every evening. Basically, I'm trying to make it like wake up, eat lunch, go to bed, affirmations. And so if you're going along this journey with me, I encourage you to come up with the same thing. If you haven't, if you don't want to read the book yet, okay, but just if you're interested in tracking along with me, then that's what I'm doing. So I'm trying to model this so that you can take action as well. And I am going to be all about action. So again, that first week, the action was all about tracking food, everything that I put in my mouth. Now I'm going to build on that. I'm not letting go of that. I'm not stopping that because that's where I lose the weight is when I track food because I'm paying attention to the carbs. But then now building on top of that is these affirmations. And so I just encourage you, come up with affirmations for yourself. I am capable. I am beautiful. I want to eat healthy. I want to make good choices. I want to enter my food, or even change the wants to I am. Like I am, or I will enter my food every single day this week. Or even get more specific, this morning I am going to enter my food into Chronometer. I am going to stay under my carbs because I know that's where I'm going to find success in the weight loss. I want a healthy body for my future, for my family's future. I look forward to Panama. You know, there's all of these things that I know that I'll be able to speak over my life, and it's going to be different than what you're going to speak over your life. But speak truth, speak life, speak it out. And then as you go throughout the day, it's all about those choices, right? When, if you've spent any amount of time in trying to learn about health and healthy choices, you will hear from health coaches all over the world that will tell you, make healthy choices. And it starts with the little things, right? Like when I go in the kitchen and my kids are eating Cheez-Its, I need to take control of the thought that says, oh, that looks good. I wish I could have some, or I can have some, or I want some. Like I look at those Cheez-Its and I start thinking that, right? Well, we need to take our thoughts captive. And that's what I want to focus on with these, along with these affirmations, is, you know, really retraining my brain. And that's what this book, again, Switch On Your Brain, that's what this book is talking about. And so I want to take my thoughts captive. So when I see those Cheez-Its, I did this just the other day though, I was practicing, but it was actually a box of Cheez-Its. I love white cheddar Cheez-Its. Ha, there it is right there, right? My brain just naturally said those words. I love them. I'm going to take that thought captive and I'm going to say, you know what? I don't love them. I don't love them because they make me feel bloated. I don't love white cheddar Cheez-Its because they make me feel heavy. It makes my brain hurt. I do not want them. I don't want gluten. I don't want them. I want a salad. I want whatever. And so it's retraining your brain, but it's interesting, right? Even in me doing this podcast, I just caught myself saying something that is not true. It doesn't need to be true. It's not the truth that I want. So I'm going to reject it. And so I really am just going to focus hard this week on that, along with entering my food and making sure I'm staying under 20 carbs a day, those kinds of things. So as far as this last week, like I said, went pretty well, had a few hiccups, but the things that I learned from it, I need to, again, focus on the tracking, alcohol intake, very important. So I hope that you go back and listen to some of those episodes. If you have any questions, if you have any comments about the podcast, or goodness, even just encouragement, if you need encouragement or anything like that, then just email me at thenakedketowife@gmail.com. I do have a social media page, but I have to tell you that I'm going to be taking a break from social media for a bit because I'm actually trying to get my mind healthy. I've discovered a few things about myself recently and I'm dealing with them, and I need to avoid just the social media content, and where I struggle, some of that is embedded into that. And so I'm going to be taking a break from it. So I won't really be on there to see if there's notifications. So please email me again at thenakedketowife@gmail.com if you have any comments. But oh my gosh, I'm so grateful that you're listening. You know, really, it was so encouraging after months of trial to come back to the podcast and see that people are still listening. Like, you guys are listeners. You're listening to the podcast. And it brought me back to why I did the podcast in the first place, which was to help people that want to do keto, feel lost, feel alone, want tips and tricks, but don't know me personally. And so it was really encouraging to see that there are still listeners out there. And then now that I've started the podcast again, to see that y'all are listening, it is such a blessing, and I'm so grateful for you. So let me know how I can support you. Let me know how I can be a part of your journey. If you're just tracking along with me, that's great. But let me know how I can be a part of your journey. You may need just an encouraging word, or maybe you have a specific question that you haven't asked and you want to know. You will know I'm a nurse. If you've listened, or maybe you're just beginning this and listening to the podcast, I am a nurse. I'm a registered nurse. I'm also a director, and I operate 9 clinics across the country. But I am at the heart of who I am, I like helping people. And so if you need help, if you need encouragement, please reach out. You're not alone. This journey of health, the journey of your body, it can be hard, and it's a marathon. It's lifelong. It's not a quick sprint. But you can do things like I'm doing right now to reset. I'm resetting. That's what Naked Six is about. I needed a reset. After everything I've been through over the past 5 months, I desperately needed a reset. So that's where I'm at. Okay, that being said, thank you again for listening, and I will catch you on the next episode of The Naked Keto Wife.